Hello everybody, I am Malena Hyatt and this is 15 minutes of art therapy. Today we will talk about family, children and education. I want to share with you one experience that happened in my life. Once I was in a city named Queracotillo, one of the 9 districts of the city of Sullana in the department of Piura, in the north of Peru. I visited this city with other colleagues because we gave several workshops about children's today's education and healthy nutrition. One, we had to visit a school for children with specific needs. And since it's a very remote place and a government school, we find a teacher and child absentees. The first, because the salary that they receive is not enough to cover their basic needs, and children don't attend because parents, given their ignorance, believe that is not necessary because they consider them like abnormal children. But there, in the middle of everything, we found a beautiful soul with a lot of compassion. One mother that she decided to find a solution for this problem. So she went house by house trying to convince the parents why it's so important to send the children to the school. She told them that every child have the right to receive education and every child have their own skill, ability, like another child in the world. So after that, the children back to the school, but they were not teach in the school, so she decided to teach the children, and she show us how she teach them to grow, and she was putting the child in front of the blackboard, holding a chalk in their hand, and she was drawing lines in their back, and the children, they were feeling the line and they were copying in the blackboard the lines. For me, it was so amazing to see that. It was so creative idea. It was so powerful way to teach to somebody something. And I think, wow, I cannot believe this lady, the speed of all her own obstacles, like her poor conditions, she was there with all her love, giving some knowledge to those children. And I asked her why she decided to do something, you know, and she told me, because I love my son and I love all the children, and I consider that all of them have the right to live in happiness, to live in love, and they deserve the opportunity to learn. This experience finally made me understand how deep and complex is the education problem, not just in the school, but inside of the families. These three levels, family, child, and education, are together. If one is sick, the others are sick too. And I can sum it up in two words: being human. And what is being human? It's life, and how to live it is the essence of being human. It's the mission of education. I believe it. I believe that learning is about life. It's about how to live the life in peace and in love. So it's not just about improving the infrastructure or developing new methodologies or make a new state policies. First, I think it's about going back to the real essence of the human being, which is based in love and compassion. But for achieve this, we need to make a deep introspective look inside of us, which is very difficult, but is not impossible. One day, at the end of one of my therapeutic sessions with one child, I realized that the parents didn't come yet, and he was with his nana, his nanny. And I asked her if his parents will come to the session, and she was very kind, and she told me that unfortunately they will not come to the session, but that I can say to her everything, that she will pass the information to the parents. At the first moment, I feel in shock. I say, how the parents cannot come to the therapeutic session of their child? But immediately I say to myself, don't judge, just continue doing your work in the best way. But after a couple of days, I was talking with a friend, and she told me something very important. She said, Malena, everybody have 5 minutes to share with people. And I asked myself, if we don't have 5 minutes to share with our family, or children, or friends, or relatives, we are losing ourselves. We are losing our humanity. So, being parents and working in meantime, and having to leave our children with nannies to take care of them, doesn't have to be a serious problem if we don't delegate to them our responsibility as a parent. And what is our responsibility as a parent, I ask myself. Educate is the answer. Educate for life. So all this experience with such a beautiful soul like this mother, and this kind of experience on my therapeutic sessions, inspired me and make me take the decision to start Acompañarte project. Acompañarte project, it's a space that we create for provide therapeutic accompaniment to family and children that are in risk through our therapy. And also now we are working with teachers and therapies and educational institutions providing trainings on educational programs about how to rediscover the real essence of education and how to rediscover the real essence of their vocation and its relationship with the mission that they have in their life. In this way, we make a contribution to their personal and professional development from a holistic approach. This project seeks to integrate the family, children, and education from a global perspective, taking into account the social, cultural, geographical, and political realities. From every place that we are going to work. So we think that in this way we can contribute to the transformation of education and the humanity. But we make this transformation from the base, and the base is the human being. I hope that you enjoyed today. So see you next time here in 15 minutes of art therapy. Bye bye.